The importance of a mother's faith as we come today and recognize this special day as that day for our moms. Wow, the importance of a mother's faith. As Paul was writing to Timothy, and what a blessing that we have that word here, that letter before us, that we can see what that man of faith, that hard worker of Jesus Christ had on his heart. But he wrote to Timothy as a son, and he calls him a son in the faith, his child in the faith. Now, he may not have been the one who led Timothy to faith in Jesus, but we know that early on in Timothy's life, Paul was active. If you go to the book of Acts and get into those chapters of 14, 15, 16, in that area, you find that Paul is on those missionary journeys and he's traveling. He and Barnabas going from place to place. And some special towns that he went through, in today it would be eastern Turkey, but places like Lystra and Derbe and Iconium. And as Paul made those journeys, the first missionary journey, he came to a place called Lystra. He announced the gospel. He ministered there. God did some mighty things. We saw the witness was strong. And then sometime later, he went back to that same town. And this time, as he came through Lystra, he met a young man by the name of Timothy. And he was a young man. He could have very well still be in his teen years, but he was very young. He met that man, and the church spoke highly of him. And they said, you know what, Timothy is extra special. I mean, this is a young man that really has it together. And God is doing some amazing things in his life. And they went on to talk about his mom, Eunice, and his grandmother, Lois. And the believers there said, listen, they've had a rough life. Because Lois's husband wasn't a real committed follower of Jehovah. He wasn't a really committed Jew. And so therefore, when it came time for Eunice to be married, and many times those marriages were arranged, but certainly in a good Jewish family, it would be so that that young Jewish lady would marry a good Jewish boy. And that didn't happen. So we know that there was a disconnect, there was some dysfunction in that family, there were some spiritual lapses that took place. But Eunice married a Gentile. Timothy was later born into that family, and because we know that Timothy followed after Jehovah God in the Jewish faith for a period of time, and then later came to Christ as his Savior, and because of the way that it sets it out in the Scripture describing that young man and his family, we know that the dad didn't have a lot to do with the spiritual development in that life. The importance of a mother's faith, it is so important. Because God worked through these godly women. God ministered through that grandmother Lois to raise up Eunice in the admonition of the Lord. And then when Timothy came along, just like we experience today, that grandmother helped mom raise Timothy in the faith of God. And at some point, some messengers came to Lystra. Whether that was Paul or not the first time, we don't know. But we do know that some messengers arrived, some angels of God, not those kind of angels, but the messengers of God who arrived for the first time and met this group of Jewish folks who were gathered and began to announce them to them more fully the meanings of the prophets and to share with them that God loves the world so much that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Lois responded to that message. Eunice responded to that message. And this young man, Timothy, responded to the gospel of Jesus Christ and became believers. Became Christ followers. God did a mighty work through these women. Paul writes this letter. He's writing from jail. It's towards the end of his life. Paul knows that. Where most of us, others have deserted Paul and left him alone in that place, to struggle and suffer and endure all of the hardship that goes along with it. He writes a letter, and he says to Timothy, I thank God, whom I serve as my forefathers did also, and I thank him with a clear conscience, because night and day in this prison, no matter the hardship, the beatings, the struggle, no matter how I've been ridiculed, no matter the disrespect, no matter any of that, night and day, I constantly, Timothy, remember you in my prayers. And I recall your tears that day that I left and you all were gathered on the shore there, that body of believers who came and knelt and prayed with me as they sent me off to another place to witness and to preach. Oh, Timothy, I remember your prayers. At that time, I longed to see you. Oh, my son in the faith, I longed to see you so I might be filled up with joy. And you know what? I've been reminded of your sincere faith. I remember your genuine faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And I'm persuaded, there's no doubt, it now lives in you also. Those are the words that this old man writes from a prison to his son that he loves, this young man who is now carrying on the ministry that Paul had introduced him to by taking him on those journeys these last 15, 20 years. What a blessing. The importance of a mother's faith. There's a quote that you may have heard. It has to do with St. Augustine and his mom. And if you know anything about the life of St. Augustine, you know that he was not a saint until a little bit later. As a young man, he was rebellious. He was hateful. He pursued every sinful thing in the world that he could get his hands on. He was awful. His father was a pagan, but his mother was a faithful Christian. Her name was Monica. And what we discover is that at one point, a little bit later in his life, after he had put his dear mother through who knows what, all of that torture as she, you can picture here her night by night on her knees praying for that son, praying for Augustine, lifting him to the Lord, a father who didn't care, but a mother who prayed. Augustine came to find Christ as a Savior. And this is what's written of them, of Augustine and his mother Monica. How often Christian mothers have given remarkable sons to the ministry of God's church. Think about that. The importance of a mother's faith. How often Christian mothers have given remarkable sons to the ministry of God's church. We see that witnessed out here in the book of 2 Timothy. We see it in his life. We see it in the words of Paul as he writes here, thinking of that sincere, genuine faith of two women, of those other generations who constantly set out before Timothy as a young child, as a boy, and later as a young man, and even into his adulthood, the things of God. Timothy, these are the truths of God. These are the things that will bless your life and give you life. They never gave up. And thus we have Timothy, one of the leaders of the early church, and the example in the Scripture. I don't know where you are, mom, grandma. I don't know what your life has been like. I don't know what your children have been like. But your faith plays a very crucial part in the life of your children. I know that some of our moms have had to go alone. They've had to do it alone, just like Timothy's mom had to do. Didn't have the support of a husband when it came to those spiritual things. But if God can do it in a life like that of Timothy, if God can do it in someone's life like Augustine, if God can do that in someone's life like mine, where there wasn't a man who was concerned about the spiritual development of his son, God can do it here with each and every one of you. God Almighty desires to be your strength. He desires to give you the words that you need, moms, grandmothers, as these young children, young men, young women grow. Be faithful. Be faithful in that. Trust God to do what He knows how to do. This morning, I'm going to invite you to stand, and we're going to sing hymn number 390. We're called to be God's people. Take time to pray about that responsibility, that faith in the women of our church. Men, pray for those women that are around you. Pray for those in your own home. Pray for those that you know of who don't have that man by their side to encourage and guide and help them in their spiritual walk. Pray for their children. Let's stand together. This morning it may be necessary that a few of you come down front and just pray for someone special. Maybe your mom, or moms, maybe you need to come and pray for your children. But this is a time for your response. Hymn number 390.